KQED.
65% of Californians are in favor of a single-payer health care system, according to a new poll from the Public Policy Institute of California. But if establishing that system requires raising taxes, support drops to 42%. Health reporter April Demboski explains the latest financial analysis says single-payer would definitely involve raising taxes.
Last week, legislative staff estimated a single-payer system would cost $400 billion a year. But a new detailed analysis unveiled by Senator Ricardo Lara says the system would save so much money, it would actually cost less, $330 billion.
Californians will get more and will definitely pay less.
The new study from the University of Massachusetts Amherst shows these savings would come from cutting administrative costs through bargaining for lower prescription drug prices and by controlling payments to doctors and hospitals.
Now, how do we pay for that $330 billion? Obviously, it's a completely restructured system.
Study author Robert Poland says existing funding would cover two-thirds of that, but he proposes two new taxes to cover the rest, a 2.3% tax on business revenues and a 2.3% sales tax on consumers. Charles Bakke from the California Association of Health Plans criticized the plan, calling the tax unaffordable and cuts to doctors' payments destabilizing.
They assume that every doctor is going to still be here. And, you know, who knows? Something like this creates a lot of uncertainty.
Bakke predicts patients would also have to wait longer to see a doctor. For the California Report, I'm April Demboski.